SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When it's the dog days of summer, that means just one thing. Time to clock out, sit back, relax.
Shut up!
Yeah.
All right? How about that?
Sorry about that. It's time to lock in for another edition of Moneyline with the two best hosts on radio, Donnie Wrightside.
But it is what it is. Otherwise, if we just ran off a spreadsheet, there'd be no gambling, there'd be no sports books because everybody would just press buttons and win every single thing they absolutely bet at that point.
And Kevin Walsh.
Even if the matchup's a little worse, Donnie, odds are he's going to bounce back because he's just been too good kind of right now, and he let an opportunity pass him by.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Let's get it started, people. It's a Wednesday afternoon, the best hour of your day. Officially now underway, it's Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside, and as always on Wednesday, we go on a solo mission with a ton of Major League Baseball people. So just get it started. Get the vibes going. Come on. Come on, man. We got the next hour to rock and roll and get after Major League Baseball. Now, yesterday, I did win money. If that's what you want to call it, enough to go to McDonald's to get a couple double cheeseburgers. But hey, we didn't lose any, which was fine. Now, in soccer, wasn't all that bad. Did take a Bet365 boost up to plus 170 for Lionel Messi to score a goal, which he did yesterday. So that added on, so it was a nice day. And we're looking to fill in with an even better day today. Some conditions in Philadelphia, in Baltimore, in New York, in Boston, warm conditions out there. Yeah. Wind blowing out. You know how we like to do it. I tell you, the only crime of yesterday, Rafael Devers getting an RBI, which I thought he would, was I thought he would also hit a home run. Multiple RBIs, cranking out runs left and right at Fenway yesterday. I think we'll get a lot of the same today. And we are going to review a lot of Major League Baseball today because this is what we do in the summer months, which we're now in now, before we get to the hype of football season, which, by the way, people.
Let me talk to you.
Yeah, Saturday. It's Saturday, people. Saturday, yeah. Training camps start to get underway across the NFL. This Saturday, as much as you want to sit on the beach, go to the lake house, and relax, it's football season. I've been telling you guys this for months. Once it hits July, it's football season. It's no longer July 1st. It's July 10th, and we are going to get underway this Saturday. Did you know today, which is July the 10th, a football game will be on your TV August 1st for the Hall of Fame game, and away we go. In the content business, this is the slow season, and thank goodness that your boy Donnie Wrightside loves Major League Baseball and loves to handicap it because that bides the time. But we are close to we are just talking on a week-to-week basis. NFL, NCAA action, getting ready, getting it cranked up. And by the way, also, I used to be a very avid gamer, like just about every single red-blooded American male in this country has been. From the time I was growing up to getting Sega Genesis to the original Sega system, the original Nintendo. So let me just go back, just like off the top of my head. Let me just think what I had here. I had the original Sega, the original Nintendo. I had the Sega Genesis. I didn't get any more Nintendos after that. I did get the Sega CD. How about that pull from like in the early 1990s? So that was about maybe early high school years. What was the dominant gaming system, I guess? When did PlayStation creep in? It wasn't yet. PlayStation wasn't yet. What was the dominant system in high school? We had Sega Saturn, which was out there. When I was in college, like one of the big ones. N64 was a big one as well. I'm trying to think through. What else was out there? Dreamcast was monstrous when I was in college. Then obviously PlayStation 2, and away you go at that point. Xbox, Xbox 360, all that good stuff, right? But I was a major gamer. The last system I had was the Xbox 360. I loved Call of Duty. I loved Madden football. I loved college football. I was all in on gaming. Back when you're younger, and staying up till 1, 2, 3, and 4 in the morning before going to work the next day wasn't any big deal. Didn't have any kids, didn't have a wife. You just had to go to work, make some money, come home, have some Jack Daniels and a pizza, and the greatest Friday night on earth was, for me, not going out to the bar, but just playing Call of Duty. That was fantastic. Battlefield. Love those games, man. I was an avid gamer. So we asked a question this morning on the early line. Are you really excited for college football and the return? Not college football on the field, college football, the game. EA Sports. It's in the game. You know what I mean? We used to play that growing up, and I was talking to Ben this morning on the early line, saying to myself, like, we loved getting, like, an NCAA Game Breaker in the 90s was a phenomenal game. And yes, we loved, you know, 2K, whatever series it was for college football. They were fun games, and it went away because the money wasn't right, and now the money's right again. But are you excited? Because, like, as we talk about, like, I'm a grown man. I'm in my 40s, as Mike Gundy would say. I don't play games anymore. I don't have time to play games. If I did, I probably wouldn't be on the radio at this point or on TV. Because I always, you can't have too many vices. Like with my job, obviously handicapping goes in hand with being on the radio and talking to you guys and doing television shows and being in the know. Like my job is sports. So I do consider that handicapping slash gambling along with my job. But I can't golf anymore, right? Got the wife, got the kids, got a family. It takes a lot of time. And also, I'm not the type of guy that's like, you know what? Let me just go out and golf and just have fun out there. I couldn't do that anymore. I played at a pretty decent level back in my day. So me going to the golf course now and shooting a 95, that's not fun. A lot of people have fun. Hey, they go out, drink a couple beers and do stuff. That wasn't ever me. I never drank on the golf course. I was always out there to try to shoot a decent round. But I don't know, like, used to be I would go fishing a lot. You can't do that when you get the married guys out there know what I'm talking about right now. Like if you have a good home family life, you're spending most of your off time with the wife or with the kid or doing something sort of family related. Very rarely can I just tell my wife and get away with it. Hey, this weekend, by the way, going to AC with the guys. Or, me and the boys are going to take a trip to Vegas Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I'll see you when you get home Monday. That doesn't fly in this household. And I tell you what else wouldn't fly? You know I need my sleep at my age. I don't drink caffeine anymore. So I'm really just running on natural energy all day long. I can't stay up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, let alone watch games or play games. I'm telling you right now, some people out there, you have a vice of, like, let's just say, you love blackjack. You love slot machines. You can't get enough of just gambling on sports that are on TV, right? It's either a passion. Sometimes that breeds into an addiction. We get that. I'm telling you right now, you put me in front of my 75-inch screen TV here in the basement. You pop on the latest Call of Duty and let me mess around with that for about an hour. I don't know if I'm going to work the next couple days. I don't know. And it's been a long time, and gaming heads know this. Don't you remember when, like, because I can remember the first couple of times, like, yes, sometimes you get, like, playing Madden, because you play for hours at a time, 3-4 games. Do you remember, like, your thumbs getting the calluses on them and the blistering in the first, like, week of those games where you were just playing it nonstop? Like, I would get off from work on Friday and be like, this is going to be the greatest thing. And sometimes I would play Battlefield until the sun came up the very next day. I love gaming, and a lot of people out there right now love that as well. I just can't do it anymore. But I'm just wondering if people get that same excitement, because college football game hasn't been around for a long time. Now it's going to resurface. So I'm wondering if guys who were gamers, per se, in their teens, in their 20s, and maybe even into their early 30s, I'm in my 40s now. Is anybody listening in their 40s be like, you know what? Can't wait for this game. Like, told the wife already, told the family, I'm picking this game up, and I'm going to play it the entire weekend, and I'm going to fall in love with it all over again. I want to know if people can still do that, because I know I can't do that. Every time I see, like, updated versions of Call of Duty come out, like, a piece of me dies inside going, I would have so much fun playing that game. I wish I could play that game. But I know I can't do that now. I know I can't do that now. Because I got to focus on paying bills at this point and being a family man. But my goodness, there was a time in my life, get out of my way, I'm picking up a pizza on my way home from work, and you won't see me until Monday morning again or hear from me. Because I'm playing games, people. Games that people play. By the way, Major League Baseball, they're playing a lot of games today. Let's go over it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now, right back at it here, best hour of your day. It's Moneyline, Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission. Had some fun talking about gaming. If the people out there were caring about playing the new college football game, which is set to be released here, and see if people still get down on that, or if they've been waiting on it, or they really don't care. Now, Major League Baseball is going on, something I do care about. Kansas City and St. Louis, currently in the bottom of the second inning. St. Louis, a 1-0 lead there. Minnesota and Chicago White Sox just underway in the top of the first inning. Did you guys know that the WNBA with a nice slate today? Say, oh, when's that start? 6, 7 o'clock tonight? No! 3 games are already down. 2 more games to go. Those games, starting at 3 o'clock, and 3:30, respectively. How about the Liberty and the Sun in game number 1 today? 71-68. By the way, you guys know I'm not really a WNBA aficionado, or should I say handicapper. But if I were to be picking games today, I would be broke. I would have taken the Sun getting 2.5 points. They lost to the Liberty today, 71-68 at home. Brianna Stewart, 18 points and 14 rebounds. Bonner, 22 points and 9 rebounds for Connecticut in the loss. The Mystics and the Fever. The Fever were favored by as many as 6.5 points. Thought they would probably win and cover today. They lost outright 89-84, despite winning the fourth quarter 29-13, which leads you to believe they were getting hammered in the first 3 quarters by a terrible Mystics team. Atkins for the winners, the Mystics, 26 points and 3 steals. And then you take a look at Caitlin Clark putting in 29-13-5 today. How about that? In a losing effort for the Dream. Losing effort for the Fever. The Dream and the Sky matched up this afternoon. Comeback victory there for the Sky. 78-69 was that final. And Angel Reese keeps that double-double streak alive with 11 points and 13 rebounds. Just getting what she needed there. Which, again, that's going to be a huge goal to see how many games in a row she can keep that double-double streak going. And certainly, she kept that going today. So you got a lot of stuff going on. Also, some other information. If you guys were at work this morning, you did not find out on social media, Kawhi Leonard will not play in the Paris Olympics. USA Basketball has announced. This is from the Twitter account through ESPN. The organization and the Clippers determined it is in Leonard's best interest to spend the rest of the summer preparing for the upcoming season. Which, see, here's what's odd about this, too, because I haven't read into it. This story broke, I believe, in hour number 3 of the early line. So we were going over and saying, oh, you know what? Maybe that knee started to flare up a little bit. He just wants to sit this one out. But I love when you have ambiguous thoughts from Twitter accounts here that are just releasing information that you're getting directly from, not Team USA, probably from Kawhi's camp. And I always have a bone to pick with Kawhi Leonard because we never get it shot straight from him. We just don't. You know, what was really wrong with that thigh injury from San Antonio over to Toronto? And remember when he tore his Achilles? He was still questionable for basketball games over the next week to week and a half, even though he tore his ACL. He wasn't even in the same state as his team and still listed as questionable for games. We never get the honest truth. But let me just, like, because I'm saying right now, it's probably an injury. And an injury diagnosis where it's like, you know what, it's probably not that bad, you just need some rest. It's not that big of a deal here at the Olympics. Make sure you get right for the season next year. We pay you a lot of money, said the Clippers, right? But what does this lead to believe here? Kawhi Leonard will not play in the Paris Olympics, USA Basketball announced. Once again, just reading it through again. The organization and the Clippers determined it's in Kawhi Leonard's best interest to spend the rest of the summer preparing for the upcoming season. Was he thrown out because he was a malcontent? Like, that's a, if I didn't know any better, that reads as Kawhi Leonard is an absolute malcontent and we don't want him here. The best interest to spend the rest of the summer preparing for the upcoming season. That means he's a straight up malcontent, right? Is that what you get out of that reading? It's what I get out of it. It would have been simple to slap on there, my knee injury has flared up at this point, but that's not what we got. We got the best interest for him is to spend the rest of the summer preparing for the upcoming season, a.k.a. I got thrown out of camp for Team USA. That's what I got. What does any other hot topics come across this docket today? You know we're going to get to that. Other hot topics from yesterday, are you guys backing soccer action? Argentina, Spain, move on? and win their respective semifinals on to the finals. Today, we have two more soccer games that are going to be on the docket. Are you going to enjoy those games? Are you going to wager on those games? In Euro 2024, 3 p.m., people. It's coming up in 40 minutes. The Netherlands taking on England. England, a slight favorite at the FanDuel Sportsbook at a minus 132 price. Is it coming home for England? Will they win the Euro Championship? Something it's been a long time since they've done. And how about the Copa? Long time since Team USA played, people. But today, Uruguay, a slight favorite over Colombia. Minus 115, minus 105 splits there. Should be a good one. As I told you yesterday, hit that odds boost. Bet 365 plus 170. My boy Messi to get a goal. He got the job done. Now, I'm on Bet 365 right now. Let me just take a gander. Do we have any action today? Any boost today? Let me hit the refresh button. Sometimes, I did see something pop up, but it keeps refreshing, so I can't see anything. There we go. Oh, how about this one? Ready? You know what? Hold on now, people. Hold on. This looks like a good boost, and I don't even know who this player is. But sometimes, you just got to be an oddsman. And what do I mean by that? Super boost, Darwin Nunez, over a half of a shot on goal, which means, obviously, people, you can't get a half of a shot on goal. So all you're looking for is a shot on goal from Darwin Nunez. That price point, minus 225, boosted to plus 100. You can't pass that up, can you? I don't even know who the guy is. And it just says Uruguay versus Colombia. I don't even know what side he plays on. But when I see odds of minus 225 to plus 100, that's a stone-cold mortal lock. And that game starts at 8 o'clock tonight. I will be involved because you know what? I won yesterday. I'm going to win again today. I am definitely going to take that. And by the way, if anybody out there is big into soccer, help a brother out today. You got winners? You got anytime goal scorers? You got over and corner kicks? Call us up and let us know. Let the people hear your voice. 844-843-6879 is the call-in number. It's Donnie Wrightside. It's a Wednesday. We are going to start capping Major League Baseball next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Shout out everybody out there. Getting back to your boy. I love it. You got Eric out here at Protology Department. I hope I'm saying that right. Saying he used to wake up with the controller in his hand, backed up on the goal line in 4th and 73, taking delay calls the whole way. Definitely remember that as well. Hey, I got to go upstairs for a minute. You come back down, and yes, you're on your own goal line, taking repeated penalties at that point. Goodfellas says, probably another boring soccer match today. He's going under. Let me just click on this. So under in the Euros, Netherlands and England. He's with that. Also chiming in here, Mammoth Hops. Nunez is the best player on Uruguay. Love that boost at right side VP. Yeah, we're getting down on that. Oh, we are soccer heads tonight, people. We are soccer heads tonight. So if anybody else has any damage they want to do here, get at me on Twitter, at right side VP. Or you guys know I still have that open. But hashtag SG Moneyline. You want to get down on that? Get in through there. Mammoth Hops is on there. Three-leg all-team total, plus 116, ready to go. Now, let's start with Major League Baseball. I want to preface by saying yesterday, funny thing happened, and this is why I love social media as well. You guys know I was talking about a certain number of players to get RBI yesterday. Some I messed up on. Some was my fault. Some I should have just played. Case in point, I did love Kyle Schwarber yesterday. But I said, you know what, I don't want to go two players in the Phillies game. Let me just go Bryce Harper. They scored 10 runs yesterday, the Phillies. I didn't cash in a ticket because Bryce Harper didn't get an RBI, but you damn know sure. Well, Kyle Schwarber got an RBI. But the one that sort of got me back in a good way, when typically it always goes against you, Cal Raleigh and Luke Raley. Wasn't paying attention, and it's not the first time. Like, you're supposed to take your time doing bets. And pretty much I do, for the most part. 99.99% of the time, I put the correct wagers in. Yesterday, I put out a round robin for the people. And I got a comment back saying, hey, I thought you liked Luke Raley. I said, I do. I went back in. I was like, oh, my goodness. I picked Cal Raleigh, just not paying it. Like, again, similar names, right? Luke Raley, Cal Raleigh. I just wasn't paying attention. And I clicked on Cal Raleigh instead. And wouldn't you know it, Luke Raley has a terrible day at the plate. Cal Raleigh hits two home runs yesterday. Absolutely hilarious. Hilarious. So one for the good guys yesterday. But it's funny that I got called out by somebody who was listening, and rightfully so, because once the bet's, I can't change the bet. So I guess I just have to root it on. And the fact of the matter is, the error caused a really good handicap. So instead of losing money in Major League Baseball yesterday, I won money because I put the wrong player in. But that also goes to show you, the fade really was going against the pitcher Mazur yesterday for the San Diego Padres. So therefore, probably anybody could have gotten RBI, but I thought Raley was the best matchup because of that left-handed number going against him. But at the same time, fantastic stuff, man. So sometimes you make errors that work out in your favor, and it did yesterday. All right, let's take a look here. Pitchers today, it's a full card. You got a lot of doubleheaders going on, and also you have two games already underway, the Kansas City Royals and the St. Louis Cardinals. That's 1-0, bottom of the third inning, St. Louis Cardinals with the lead, one out and one runner on for the Cardinals. Midway through the first inning, so just starting out, Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. I don't have any action on that game. But if we are lining up, no splits involved, right? No splits involved. Past 60 days in Major League Baseball, just to see how some of these players are doing with a minimum of 20 innings pitched. And typically for me, I start to look like the bottom of the roster. Because what you're trying to look at, let's just say you're going XFIP minus numbers. Sure, minus 101, minus 104, yeah, they make some sense. They're slightly above average, which is the guys you want to fade. But I typically like to look at somewhere around that 120 or higher range. So let's just take a look at 1, 2, 3, 4. There's four guys on the mound today that have a 122 or higher XFIP number, XFIP minus, I should say. Other than that, there's a couple guys in those mid-teens, and that's where we'll start. So if we're just looking at XFIP minus numbers, which again, underlying value of the pitcher, that brings into where this pitcher is pitching, and quite frankly, the league that they're pitching in. Luis Severino's got a 114. Griffin Canning has a 116. Martin Perez, a 116. Frankie Montas, a 119. Now the guy's over 120 or higher, which is really in that target strike zone. And it's crazy because sometimes you'll see the worst pitchers on the card, they actually have decent ERAs. Michael Lorenzen at 122 XFIP minus, a 248 ERA. Drew Thorpe, a 125 XFIP minus, 371. Marcus Stroman, 126, a 341 ERA. And then there's good old J.P. Sears, who you know we're going to be fading in Boston today. Let's continue with the Major League Baseball handicapping next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Alec Burleson with a shot to deep right center field. A home run. 3-0 now. The St. Louis Cardinals right here on Moneyline. So getting some updated numbers here. End of the first inning, Minnesota and the Chicago White Sox. Nothing going on there. All right, let's keep on going down that path of Major League Baseball. Told you those pitchers, and this also just includes last 60 days, minimum 20 innings pitched. Doesn't matter if it's home or away. Some of the people that we're looking to fade, and again, J.P. Sears is right in those crosshairs, man. And I told you already, Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, and Boston. Great. I mean, as good a hitting condition environments as you are going to find. Really as good as you're going to find. All right. Let's take a look now and start hitting the path. Forget about the games earlier. They're already underway. We can't do anything about those. Kansas City, St. Louis, Minnesota, and the Chicago White Sox. Currently, the next game that's going to get underway is 5:40 p.m. But that's also Minnesota and Chicago. So it's a doubleheader game. We tend to stay away from those, and, you know, sort of away you go at that point. So we won't worry about that game. Chicago and Baltimore. You saw yesterday. Pretty shocking to me. You know, not so much of a surprise that, like, Chicago won, because Major League Baseball teams, bad, good, indifferent, they're going to win games. But the way they hammered Baltimore yesterday was a surprise. Today, I think that is going to flip over. Shota Imanaga, who was absolutely fantastic to start this Major League Baseball season, has really hit the skids at this point right now. He was untouchable, and now sort of that middle-of-the-pack pitcher. ERA still decent on the road this year through 40 and two-thirds innings. 2.88, but his xFIP number is a 4.19. But let's just take a look at that last 30-day number. 231 ISO against him, 360 weighted on base percentage. Brutal. Brutal. And that's combined between lefty and righty batters. He's a lefty. And you take a look at that Baltimore lineup. A lot of guys with decent ISO power numbers against left-handed pitching. You also take a look at 90-degree temperatures in Baltimore. 16-mile-an-hour winds blowing out to left. You get that fly. It might feel like Wrigley today. It really might. With those temperatures and that strong wind blowing out to left field. Corbin Burns on the opposite side. You know we're not fading that guy. He's too good at this point. And if we're looking at home starts this year for Corbin Burns, let me just see where he comes into. 60 and two-thirds innings pitched at home this year. 1.78 ERA. XFIP 3.06. Yeah, good luck winning today, Chicago Cubs. So good parlay piece for me would be on Baltimore today. I think that makes some sense. I'm not willing technically to go into the bag and just say, let's take some guys on Baltimore. But if you were taking Baltimore today, it'd be really hard to pass up Anthony Santander, Austin Hayes, those two guys. It would be hard to pass them up for me. I don't know if it's going to make my roster today because I like that perfect formula to sort of fit in. Cleveland and Detroit today. Take a look at Bybee on the mound going up against Reese Olson. Didn't really circle this game because some of these guys have some decent numbers. Now, Bybee, to be honest, does struggle a little bit with left-handed batters on this season. And you got some pretty good left-handed batters in that Detroit lineup. What I mean by that is Cole Keith, he's got great numbers against right-handed pitching. He does. So does Riley Green. So those two guys might be on your menu. But let's take a look. Bybee is on the road. Let's see what he's done this year on the road. Sliding it down. Where are you at, Bybee? Oh, look at that. Look at this. Look at Bybee. Road starts. 50 total innings. 2.70 ERA with an xFIP of 3.47. Tough to overcome. If you're looking non-analytically, you would take Keith and you would take Green. But again, you want that mix. You want the high xFIP number. You want the struggling pitcher going up against the hot batter. Now, granted, you might get some action here at this time, right? And say, oh, this could be easy. If Bobby struggles against lefties, Donnie told me that in Green or Keith got an RBI, it could happen. But you still like that perfect storm. You just don't have it there. Reese Olson now, he's got great numbers on the season. Let's see what old Reese has been doing at home and if you want to dabble on him. 3.32 ERA at home. 43 and a third innings pitched. XFIP 330. We're going to leave Cleveland and Detroit alone. I don't think that's going to make a lot of sense. And by the way, yesterday, sometimes, guys, when you just take Cleveland, is it just so easy to take Josh Naylor to do whatever he wants? It might be. Because I was trying to line up yesterday, like right-handed pitching, going up against Kenta Maeda. And I didn't work out so well. Johnkensy Noel is who I went with. Didn't get an RBI. And he has some of the most disappointing things in life, you guys know, is what? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about. First and third, one out. You strike out when you just probably need to put the ball in play. That probably should have been an RBI. I didn't get it. But maybe, and again, I wasn't overthinking the situation. I would have kept it every time. But sometimes I just look back at myself and say, why aren't you just taking Josh Naylor every single time? That should be easy. Oh, well. Seattle and San Diego, 6:40 p.m. start tonight. Bryce Miller is going to be on the mound for the Seattle Mariners going up against Michael King. Michael King's actually the better pitcher on the mound today. Home starts for Michael King this year, 42 and two-thirds innings pitched. The ERA is high. 4.64, but his xFIP, guys, 3.08. That's hard to duck. It is. And if we flip over the other side, it's always interesting to see, like, when Bryce Miller or any of the Mariners pitchers go on the road, how it turns out. So Bryce Miller, let's see where he's at today. Going down, going down, going down. Oh, whoa, okay. 43 innings pitched on the road this year for Bryce Miller. 6.28 ERA, xFIP 4.95. Bryce Miller does struggle with left-handed batters. So you just heard, look, you hear me right now? That's the click of a pen. That means we're getting ready. So I'm not going to finalize the card. But you know who fits that realm? Jurickson Profar. That's one. Jake Cronenworth. That's two. Let's see. Jackson Merrill. You know my guy. That's three. So we got three batters there because you want to focus on the left-handers. And you say, Donnie, Louis Arraez is a left-hander, one of the best hitters in baseball. He's been struggling a little bit as of late and certainly hasn't been all that great against right-handed pitching. How about Louis Arraez, an 0.62 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 244? Stop it. Stop it. But again, he's a lefty, and if you just trust a lefty against Miller who struggles with lefties, that's the route you're going to go. But for me, Merrill, Cronenworth, and Profar, those have been circled for me. Another lefty in the lineup is David Peralta. Not good numbers, though, against righties. So there you go. One of those first games we'll take a look at. Out on the West Coast, 3:40 start. Sometimes you get a little bit worried about some of the shadows that might creep in, but I do like day games on the West Coast much more than night games. The ball does tend to travel a little bit better. All right, let's keep it moving forward. Tampa Bay Rays and the New York Yankees. Marcus Stroman's going to be on the mound today, people, going up against Zach Eflin, the struggling New York Yankees, who got beat yesterday. Carlos Rodon, first inning. What are you doing, buddy? Giving up four runs. Can't be doing that. Only saving grace yesterday for those Yankees was the fact that, yeah, they lost, but so did the Baltimore Orioles, so they're lucky in that respect. Marcus Stroman, watch out. Here is the perfect, now here's, I love this. When some of these scenarios come up, you hear the passion in my voice start to peak a little bit, right? You're like, ooh, he's about to go off on one right now. Because sometimes, magic is in the air. Innings pitched for Marcus Stroman on the road this year, guys. 49 and two-thirds innings pitched. Take a look at this. What if I told you he's the worst pitcher on the card today for a road starter with an ERA of 2.54? He said, wait a second, Donnie. He should be the best starter of the day. Hear me out. His xFIP number, 5.38. Something has to give. If we're looking at Stroman's numbers, here's what you're trying to differentiate. Here's where you might get yourself in a little bit of trouble. Full season, he's faced 426 batters. Lefties have gotten the best of him on the season. A 210 ISO and a 348 weighted on base percentage. However, in the last 30 days, he's faced 57 lefties. He's dominated those lefties. A 104 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 257. Right-handed batters have gotten the best of them over the past 30 days. So in this instance, I usually let my instincts take over. Just give me the players with the highest ISO and the highest weighted on base averages. That's Brandon Lowe and that's Ben Roethlisberger. Two players that probably will be in my lineup tonight. Batting number two and batting number eight in the lineup anticipated today. Let's keep the good times rolling right here on Moneyline. More baseball to come.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Dang! Yeah, just got done looking at that Tampa Bay Rays game. Sorry for the mispronunciation. It's going to happen quite a bit. And I used to time it because Brandon Lau is the correct pronunciation, but they have a Lau and a Low still. And I remember when Low left, that's how I used to always remember it on my other shows. And he went to Texas. So I'm like, all right, who's there? So Lau stayed home because why Low left? It's such a tough thing, man. These guys all got to come together and change their names to the same pronunciation to help out the people. But once again, Brandon Lau has sensational numbers against right-handed pitching. So does Ben Roethlisberger, who threw 55 at-bats as a 245 ISO and a 438 weighted on base percentage. Those two guys are circled for me. Again, not official, but you're just trying to set the tone. Flipping it over to the other side, Zach Eflin will be on the mound today in his home splits. Let's see what my boy Zach Eflin's been doing this year at home. Typically, you're supposed to pitch better at home than you are on the road, and certainly when you're pitching at home in Tampa Bay. Zach Eflin, not great numbers here, but see again, the 243 ERA, which is crazy. And a 414 xFIP, which is high. So you have two guys that are good ERA guys in the situations they're in with Stroman and Eflin. But then again, you're still looking, saying, wait a second, how could it be so bad? Like, totality of starts on the season. How many do we have here, by the way? Look, how many innings does Marcus Stroman have on the season? He's got the tough. Oh, that's just 60 days. So, yeah, so I don't want to change that up. I'm messing things up on myself when I shouldn't be doing that. But anyway, last 60 days, Stroman hasn't been that great. But his ERA, pretty good on the road, but a disastrous xFIP number, which is really eventually going to catch up to him. And I think it possibly could catch up to him today, no doubt about it. So that's the way we look at it there. So we'll keep everything in line. Those two guys will add from Tampa Bay. But for Zach Eflin, if you had to make a choice on the Yankees and you're just going for numbers, let's see here. Let's go back to Eflin's numbers. What, 37 innings pitched at home, 243 ERA. Maybe it's a lefty. Like Aaron Judge, I know you can never go wrong with. Or Juan Soto for that case. Ben Rice has been absolutely on fire. That's a tough game, actually. It really is. So if I had my druthers, it'd probably be Ben Rice. And maybe Austin Wells at that point, right? That you would go with? Not in love with it, though. But remember those names. We'll remember those names for tonight. Philadelphia and Los Angeles. Phillies pasted the Los Angeles Dodgers yesterday. Temperature, I mean, they're scorching in Philadelphia, people. 85 degrees at first pitch, ultra humid. 15-mile-an-hour winds blowing out at Citizens Bank Ballpark. That could be devastating to pitchers. However, Gavin Stone comes into this game past 60 days, xFIP minus of a 98, which isn't bad. If we take a look at Stone on the road, let's see what he's done. 230 ERA, but a 4.18 xFIP. That's really interesting. That is. I think that went through at this point right now. We flip it over to the other side right now. Christopher Sanchez, he's been lights out. Look at his home starts, people. 1.35 ERA, xFIP 2.35 through 60 innings. How do you take that into the equation? How do you do that? Even though that Los Angeles Dodgers lineup presents itself so well against left-handed pitching, that's a tough draw. Same thing for the Phillies. You got bangers on both sides of the equation, but with good pitchers, but you won't get better hitting conditions in Philadelphia than you're getting the past couple nights here. You just don't. Let's get to the phone lines here and have some fun. 844-843-6879. Mike calling from Delaware, ready to go on a Wednesday afternoon right here on Moneyline. What's up there, Mike?
Hey, Donnie, right side A. I got three things for you. Your boy K Dub told me to call back Wednesday because I got him all riled up Monday about LeBron James.
That's right.
And but see, you know what, DRS, I'm used to it because when you throw facts at the pro LeBron yeah, people, they can't handle it. They get all upset. So that's my first thing. Number two, I meant to tell you Monday, your rant about the July 4th barbecues. Yes. That was absolutely epic.
Yeah.
Epic. And I agreed with you 100%, but even if I didn't agree with you, that rant was so epic that you just had to be on board. You just had to be
Thanks,
on board.
Brother.
And my last thing, normally I put in multiple bets per night, but I'm riding with you on this Phillies Dodgers over. I'm putting all my eggs in the one basket tonight. Christopher Sanchez, and I'm a Phillies fan too, but like Christopher Sanchez is, I think he's going to kind of be like Ranger Suarez a little bit. Like Suarez is coming back down to earth a little bit. Sanchez is going to come back down to earth a little bit too. And like you said, the hitting tonight. So I'm going with the over, and we're going to cash that ticket tonight, brother.
That's it. Love to hear it here. Yeah, and it's one of those games too that you take a look at. Yep, you got it, Mike. Call back again. Appreciate it, my guy. He's right, because here's the tough part about it, and I'm glad he called in right when we were going over that Dodgers-Phillies game. I just told you, you got two pretty good pitchers on the mound. But, you know, usually good pitching is going to be good hitting. We understand that. Everybody knows that. You take a look at the All-Star games for the most part. You have the best hitters in baseball up, but also the best pitchers in baseball typically. And usually the top pitchers win out. And specifically in the All-Star game, these great starting pitchers only going like one inning, maybe two innings. They don't have to pace themselves for seven innings. They throw gas because they know they got 15 pitches in them. But if we get back to the environment tonight in Philadelphia, it's one of the best hitting ballparks in Major League Baseball. You have perfect weather tonight, which means if these guys make contact and get the ball in the air, on a typical night, let's just say 70 degrees, winds inconsequential, right? Not really helping or hurting the ball. That ball goes to the warning track. Tonight, that ball's gone. It's a home run tonight. It's a flat-out home run. And when you take a look at that Dodgers lineup, Ohtani, Smith, Freddie Freeman, Páez, Vargas Rojas, and Chris Taylor, all elevated numbers with ISO power numbers. 7 out of the 9 batters tonight are elevated with weighted on base percentages here. The Dodgers, very low strikeout numbers against left-handed pitching. And I told you how good Christopher Sanchez has been. You flip it over to the Philadelphia Phillies. We know they can hit. We know they have power. You saw it last night. They're in a groove right now. They're excited. Schwarber and Harper back in that lineup, protecting some of the other batters. Trey Turner's been absolutely scorching hot as of late. But sometimes you do have to ride the hitting conditions as an override. Would I be surprised if this game ends 4-2? No. Would I be surprised if this game ends 7-4? No, I won't either. You see what I mean? It's a tough game to try to gauge. Now, the next game we're going to go over right after the break, people, it ain't tough, and it wasn't tough yesterday. I'm expecting RBI, baby. That's Oakland and Boston. We'll hit that game next. It's a Wednesday afternoon right here on the Sports Grid Network. I'm Donnie Wrightside, and we will be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, baby. Did I tell you that this Saturday you're going to have NFL training camps going to get started? Oh, my goodness, people. Football season is almost here, but baseball is on the TV. Let me just get some updates here. Let me refresh the people out here in case you're driving around. Kansas City now officially on the board and might be able to tie this game up. St. Louis 3, Kansas City 1, top of the fifth inning. Two runners on. Those two runners on second and third, nobody out. A base knock here ties that baseball game up. No runs yet between Minnesota and the Chicago White Sox. As I teased before the break, the Boston Red Sox, who you guys know I loved yesterday, thought they'd score a lot of runs, and they did. Thought Rafael Devers would dominate. He did. He just didn't hit a home run. J.P. Sears is on the mound today. If we look at 31 pitchers that I have on my card today, guys, the last 60 days, minimum innings of 20, take a look at this. J.P. Sears, 31 pitchers, he's 31 out of 31. He's got a 137 xFIP minus. He's got an ERA of 5.22. He's got an xFIP number of 5.59. If we take it to just his road splits, 56 innings pitched, 4.82 ERA, 5.12 xFIP. The Boston Red Sox will do damage again. Now today, it's a little bit different. As much as I was loving the left-handed batters yesterday, and Devers was phenomenal as usual, he still has great numbers against left-handed pitching. But if we're being honest with ourselves, right, we want to try to do the right thing, J.P. Sears is a left-handed pitcher. J.P. Sears has done very well this year against left-handed batters. J.P. Sears cannot get any right-handed batters out. So on the early line today, maybe the best batter in the lineup, Tyler O'Neill. Listen to these numbers, almost similar to what I told you Rafael Devers was doing yesterday. Tyler O'Neill, 29 at-bats, past 30 days, going up against left-handed pitching. ISO number, 423. Ridiculous. Weighted on base percentage, 530. Ridiculous. He has to be on your card. So we're going to go Tyler O'Neill. Write that down. Also, if we're sticking with right-handed batters, Ref Snyder, not a bad option here. So let's write down Rob Ref Snyder there. All right, let's keep going down the list. Connor Wong, crazy good numbers. So we'll go Wong as a written down chance here. Romy Gonzalez, crazy good numbers. We'll keep that down there. So four players here, legitimate here, to do some damage. So if you are looking, and you guys know I like to get down with some team totals time to time, I'm not even looking right now, but I can assume the Boston Red Sox probably once again like they were yesterday and hit or like 5.5. I do still think they'll get 6 runs in this game, honestly. But if you're taking one of those alt team total parlays, like 1.5 runs, 2.5 runs, 3.5 runs, whatever it might be, the Boston Red Sox should be included tonight. They should do damage. 82 degrees in Boston, 14-mile-an-hour winds blowing out over the monster, left-handed pitcher on the mound, stacked right-handed deck out here for the Boston Red Sox. We should be getting runs tonight, absolutely no doubt about it. Cincinnati Reds going up against Kyle Freeland. Let's take a look and see what Freeland has been doing on the road, because we know at home, it's usually a tough go of it. Kyle Freeland. I'm not seeing him pop up here through my numbers. Let's see. For some reason, I don't have him coming up or showing here on a road start today. Let's see. In Cincinnati. How about his full, how about his last 60 days here? Where are you at, Mr. Freeland? As I scroll through, I don't see him again on here. Maybe they have the wrong pitcher differentiated here on the card. Don't see anybody listed here from Colorado. But over the past 30 days, he does have some really good numbers. So I don't know why he's not showing up on my card. Or I'm just blind right now at this point. Other side, Frankie Montas might be getting himself into a little bit of trouble today. Full list, which means last 60 days, home and away starts combined, 119 xFIP minus number. xFIP number of 4.82. But it's always tough to trust the Colorado Rockies. They got hammered yesterday, by the way. It's 12-6, but they still scored 6 runs. So if you're looking for Frankie Montas action here, let's go to his home starts. Because we know the Great American Ballpark certainly is not a pitcher-friendly ballpark by any stretch here. Let me see where he's listed here at home. Oh, there's Freeland. I do see Freeland's home starts here. Only 18, but again, he's on the road at this point. Frankie Montas at home, 4.14 ERA, 4 xFIP. So we'll probably lay off that one. So does that mean we can find Freeland's numbers on the other side? I don't see him on his road starts here. Maybe Freeland's just starting all his starts at home? What's the deal at that point? He doesn't have 10 innings on the road? Can't really go with that, so it is what it is at that point. A couple games left listed on that card. Now, always keep in mind, when I put a card out at RightsideVP on Twitter, be able to go up against it. Hopefully today it'll tell you something I really like and then absolutely bet the other side of it or bet a different player. Maybe it might work out in my favor. By the way, Kansas City did tie up St. Louis 3-3 in the top of the fifth inning here. I am taking Darwin Nunez tonight to get a shot on goal in Uruguay versus Colombia at a plus 100 price. For JP, for Donnie Rightside, love it. We'll be back tomorrow on a Thursday. Don't miss out. We'll see you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.